she turns and she doesn't want him, what would you say she did to him?
Turned him down.
Turned him down. Okay. What about, but if she didn't turn him down, you might say that they went ahead and got
engaged,
and after they got engaged, they got
married.
Got married. Okay. What do you call the man who stands up with the groom at a wedding? He's the what?
Best man.
What about the woman who stands up with the bride? What is she?
She's a maid of honor.
Okay. Or have you ever heard the maid of honor or the best man referred to by any other maybe older word or something like that, or have they always been that?
Well, they didn't have one much when I
didn't
got
have one. Did you have one when you got married?
No, sir.
You did?
Okay. I've heard tell of shotgun weddings.
Yeah. While we're at it, what is a shotgun wedding?
Well, it's where what I always thought it was. Where the girl would, maybe she'd be pregnant or something or other, and the old man would force them to marry. Mm-hmm. And this sort of a forced wedding, mm-hmm. is what I always heard of shotgun wedding was.
Yeah, okay. What about after a wedding, sometimes you might see a lot of the boys in the neighborhood might go out to the couple's home and just get around the house and make a whole lot of noise and ruckus and racket. Have you ever heard of anything like that? It's kind of a...
You mean...
After the wedding, they go to the couple's house and they just start making a whole lot of noise and racket and carrying on.
Yeah. I don't... When you first said that, it made me think of Christmas time. Folks used to serenade.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you'd call that serenade.
It has been called that before, a serenade.
When I used to, at Christmas time, folks out in the country, they'd all just get together, pass along, and go and ring bells and go around the house and just make a fuss.
Yeah.
They called it serenade, but they quit it. I haven't seen the word serenade in a long time. I mean, period of years.
Yeah. Have you ever... Would anything like that be done to a person maybe who's unpopular in the town? Maybe who's done expressed some kind of unpopular political opinion?
Well, I never did know of it. Now, naturally, that when they had the cleanse here, they would burn
the crosses. Have you ever seen that done?
I've seen... Not at the time it was done, but I've seen it, the sign of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe the next day or something like that.
Uh-huh. Okay. If you were in Atlanta for the weekend and you saw a person that I knew, you might tell me, well, I saw him.
I saw your friend in Atlanta yesterday, or whatever what it might be.
Would you ever say I saw him over in Atlanta?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay. What about now, if you would say over in Atlanta, what about if you saw somebody in Tuskegee? Would you usually just say I saw him in Tuskegee, or?
I'd say up in Tuskegee.
Up in Tuskegee, or if you saw somebody in Troy, saw him.
Down in Troy.
Down in Troy.
Although I was raised that way. North is up and south is down, and that's the way I express myself.
East and west would be over.
East and west, over.
What about maybe here in town? If you knew a fella, and I was asking where he lived, if he lived with the Browns, and if they lived across town, what would you say? He lives...
Well,